Good morning and welcome to Market Minutes. Today is Friday, December the 2nd, and I'm Mahalakshmi. Today, I want to talk about the Kirit Parekh committee proposals and how does this change the complexion of listed companies in this space. So the Government of India had appointed a committee of experts headed by Kirit Parekh to look into the challenges faced by the city gas distribution companies in the pricing of gas sold to the end consumer. The problem of pricing became a burning issue as globally, the prices of natural gas rose sharply. They more than doubled, while these companies, the city gas distribution companies, were forced to calculate the price as per the administrated price mechanism set by the government. As you know, gas prices in India are still administered. They are regulated. They are not freely determined by the market forces. So in the wake of the rise in international prices, the administered prices put pressure on their margins and impacted their profitability. Now, the Parekh committee submitted its proposal to the government on November 30th, in which it has proposed a gas price ceiling of $6.5 per MMBTU. MMBTU stands for Million Metric British Thermal Unit, from the prevailing price of $8.57 per MMBTU for legacy fields. The floor price is set at $4 per MMBTU. Besides, gas prices will rise $0.5 per MMBTU annually with complete liberalization of domestic gas prices by 2027. The committee has also proposed the removal of price ceiling on deep water gas production in 2026 and gas allocation to fertilizers and the city gas sector under the priority sector. Experts from the sector believe that this should help lower government fertilizer subsidies and also help raise gas penetration in the country as new city gas networks are built. The proposal also talks about providing complete freedom to new gas fields on pricing and marketing. So what next? The cabinet now has to take a final decision on the committee's recommendations after the same are vetted by the oil ministry. So some tweaking by the cabinet cannot be ruled out. Gas consumers led by the city gas distributors will obviously argue for removal of the proposed annual escalation in the ceiling price. On the other hand, oil producers will lobby for higher ceiling price than the $6.5 per MMBTU proposed by the committee. But some tweaks here and there, largely these proposals may just go through. So how do these measures really impact the gas producers, distributors and consumers of gas? In addition to the $2 per MMBTU cut in FY24 versus the current price, the pricing direction announced for the next few years, that is the annual escalation especially of $0.5 per MMBTU, provides the much needed visibility on priority sector gas costs for the city gas distributors. This will therefore help these companies to tweak their own pricing strategy towards their end consumers depending on alternate fuel pricing and the ability and willingness of customers to take those price increases. This also reduces the risk of spikes in raw material costs for the CNG and residential PNG businesses of the city gas distributors. But more importantly, as an immediate effect, the cut in gas price from the current level will bring back the discount of CNG to diesel to a respectable 30-40%, which could notably improve the pricing power and outlook for city gas distributors. This is a big plus for companies like Indraprastha Gas and Mahanagar Gas, and to a certain extent for Gujarat Gas as well. The more notable impact will be on upstream producers. Full freedom in marketing of gas by 2027 and steady increases in the selling price every year should mean better earnings growth for the producers. So this could also lead to some kind of re-rating for these stocks. The price range of $4 to $6.5 per MMBTU is similar to domestic gas price in most emerging markets and developed market countries. Now, the fact that there will be no price caps for deep water fields should ensure estimates to rise for ONGC, Oil India, and Reliance, considering that majority of India's gas production growth is driven by deep water fields. This could lead to a 10 to 12% potential upside in earnings. And more importantly, there could be an upside of about 15 to 20% to the net asset value of these assets while assuming a $70 per barrel long-term oil pricing environment. These are estimates by Morgan Stanley. Therefore, Morgan prefers refiners and upstream oil players over city gas distributors into 2023. For gas consumer plays, Morgan prefers Indraprastha Gas and Gas Authority. Now, a quick word on auto sales that came in yesterday. Despite strong registrations in November 2022, dispatches in November were lower. Maruti, M&M and Tata Motors all reported sales volumes in the passenger vehicle segment broadly in line with expectations. On the two-wheeler side, Bajaj Auto and TVS Motors reported lower than expected sales volumes. The commercial vehicle segment dispatches in Tata Motors and Ashok Leyland came in line with estimates. Some analysts say that their channel checks actually reveal that the regime of high discounts is now back. But overall, demand looks steady in the four-wheeler segment, while the same cannot be said about the two-wheeler segment. Exports have also come under pressure sequentially. In effect, for auto stocks, we have to contend with divergence in performance. This is what I have been saying for some time now. I'll talk about this in greater detail next week. Have a wonderful trading day and a great weekend. Catch you on Monday.